everybody, Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy, which airs every Friday night here on KCRW. Didn't I tell you I'd get my air conditioning fixed and the heat wave would break? And sure enough, here we are. It's drizzly. It's raining. Of course, I'm recording this. This is on a Wednesday. I'm recording it because on Friday night, it is my wife's birthday. To Kathy, we say happy birthday. I know that if you all... We could have an experiment, and if you all sang happy birthday together right now, the odds are we still wouldn't hear it because we're probably in a restaurant right now celebrating her birthday. So thanks for the thought anyway, right? It was very, very generous of you. Anyhow, let's get on with this week's show, which has to do with one-liners. Basically, Rodney Dangerfield and Henny Youngman. My premise is that they are flip sides of the same coin. I think they're both wonderful, however. I love them both. And in some instances tonight, you will probably hear them both telling the same joke at different times. There are also some new one-liner people, such as Emo Phillips and Stephen Wright, and even some of the wilder characters like Bobcat Goldthwait and Sam Kinison. So I'm going to just throw all this stuff together and edit it, and it's going to take me a long time to do, but it's going to be worth it because you all are going to really enjoy it. See? Just listen. You'll see.
The king of the one-liners, Henny Youngman.
What a crowd! If I had blood, I'd blush. I'm so happy to be here. First of all, I'd like to thank the management here for being so nice to me. It gave me a lovely dressing room, a nail.
Now, when I started in shows, I worked only tough places, places like Fonzo's Knuckle Room, Aldo's, formerly Vito's, formerly Nunzio's. Ooh, that was a tough one, Nunzio's tough. I sat down to eat in a menu that had broken leg of lamb. And Nunzio, he was tough. And then he said to me, kid, you want to go hunting? I said, okay, I'm game. And he shot me. Now, I'll tell you, it's nice here, you know. So different from the places I worked when I was a kid when I started. Now, when I was a kid, I worked places you wouldn't believe, you know. Where? Very inquisitive group here. Tough places, places like Carmine's Cave, Teresa's Funhouse, Nunzio's, Dancing and Scungeels. What a place that was, Nunzio's. The star of the show was a rabies-infected dog act. What a place, Nunzio's. As you entered this place, you went down two steps, physically and socially. Oh, it was a tough place. I sat down to eat. I looked at my fingerboard. There were three fingers in it. And Nunzio, he was tough. He was... How tough? Well, he was 2 years old. He came here from Italy by himself. Tough, are you kidding? Nunzio was tough. Are you kidding? Well, Nunzio, he started acupuncture with an ice pick. Every night he'd say the same thing to me, be funny. My people come here to forget their troubles. I mean, how do you make a guy forget he's up for manslaughter? It's rough, you know?
I'm in Las Vegas. The guy says, you see a cop around there? He says, no. He says, stick him up. I said, stick what up? He said, don't mix me up. This is my first job. Holdup man goes in the bank. Give me all your cash. He gives him the cash. He says, look, this is my first holdup. Don't I get a blender? Holdup man says, stick him down. I said, you mean stick him up? He says, no wonder I've made any money. Hold on, man walks in the bank. Give me all your cash. He says, here, take the books to him. 10,000 short.
Sometimes I think back at the dumpy hotels I stayed at, too. Said at one hotel after a wake-up call, they missed by a day and a half. What a dumpy hotel that was. They stole my towel. I mean, are you kidding? What a dumb hotel that was. The hotel had a postcard, and the picture of the room wasn't made up.
Had a rough night, folks. There was a girl knocking my hotel room door all night long. Finally, I let her out of the room.
Oh,
I'm stopping at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare near the airport, you know. A lovely room and bath there. It's a little inconvenient. They're in two different buildings. That hotel is elegant. Room service has an unlisted number. My room is so small, the mice are hunchback. I put the key in the door. I broke the window. Two people check into the Watergate Hotel, a honeymoon couple. They get to their suite. The bride is very nervous. What's the matter, darling? Maybe the place is still being bugged. He looks behind the curtain, the shades, looks behind the piano, picks up the carpet. Aha! A disc with four screws. Takes them out, puts them in his pocket. Next morning, the manager knocks on the door. Mr. Leopoldi, did you enjoy the suite? Perfect, he said. Did you like the dinner we sent you and your lovely bride and the champagne? Perfect. How do you like the Watergate Hotel nowadays? He says, this is the best service I have ever had. Why do you keep asking me questions? He says, a couple below you complained a chandelier fell on them. This sort of a double celebration, ladies and gentlemen, while I'm making this album, I want you to know, this week, you're looking at a guy who's been married for 49 years to the same woman. This week, 49 years. Where have I failed? In love with one woman, 49 years. My wife finds out, she'd kill me. People ask, how did it last so long? Here's the secret. My wife and I go to a lovely restaurant like this twice a week. A little candlelight, a little wine. She goes Tuesdays, I go Fridays. I said, hey, where do you want to go for your anniversary? She said, I want to go somewhere I've never been before. I said, try the kitchen.
My wife, when we got married, she told me I was one in a million. I found out she was right. I mean, to my wife, there's always something. When I bought a used car, I found her dress in the back seat. Are you kidding? I know my wife cheats on me. Every time I come home, the parrot says, quick, out the window. You kidding? What did I tell you? Hey, all right, okay.
She lost all the credit cards. I'm not going to report it. Why should I? One of founders spends less than she does. She will buy anything marked down. Last week, she brought home an escalator. All she does is shop all day. Once she was sick for a week, three stores went under. She has housework. I bought an electric iron, an electric dishwasher, electric dryer. She said, too many gadgets around. She had no place to sit down. What did I do? Bought her an electric chair. She ran after the garbage man. Am I too late for the garbage? She says, no, jump in. Take my wife, please.
I'll tell you, my wife, she never went for me. She was afraid of the dark. She saw me naked. Now she's afraid of the light. No kidding, my wife. She's an earth sign. I'm a water sign. Together we make mud. I tell you, get married. Look for a good cook. That's what's important, a good cook. I mean, the sex will wear off, but you'll always be hungry. I'll tell you that. You know? And my wife, she can't cook either. You kidding? Last night I left over a hamburger. She used it to scrub the sink. Well, she made leg of lamb. I couldn't get past the wool. What a lousy cook. We go on a picnic. I bring Tums for the ants. My wife, she can't do nothing right. Nothing. I took her to the ballet. She forgot the sandwiches. She can't cook either. The worst cook in the world. In my house, we pray after we eat. What a lousy cook. You kid, I don't think meatloaf should glow in the dark. I got the only dog, he begs for Alka-Seltzer. She can't cook at all. I leave dental floss in the kitchen, the roaches hang themselves. Well, last night she gave me a steak. It still had marks when a jockey was hitting it.
When she... One fellow said, I played a great horse the other day. Took 7 horses to beat him. I played a horse so slow, the jockey kept a diary of the trip. The jockey hit the horse. Horse turned around and said, what are you hitting me for? There's nobody behind us. That's the first time I ever saw a horse start from a kneeling position. He was so late getting home, he tiptoed in the stable. I don't mind when the horse is left at the post. I don't mind when the horse comes up to me in the grandstand and asks, which way did they go? But when I see the horse I bet on at the $2 window playing another horse in the same race...
Hey, with me, nothing comes easy, nothing. Well, last week I went to the track, I showed off the opening gun, they killed my horse. I'll tell you my trouble, I got the wrong doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinnie Boombatz. That's my doctor. Oh, doctor. Oh, that doctor, forget him, will you? I saw him last week, I told him, Doc, every day I wake up, I look in the mirror, I want to throw up, what's wrong with me? He said, I don't know, but your eyesight is perfect. I went to my call him. I swallowed a bottle of sleeping pills. He told me to have a few drinks and get some rest. He didn't help me lose weight either. He told me to run 5 miles a day for 2 weeks. I called him up. I said, Doc, I'm 70 miles from my house.
Oh, that Hollywood is murder out. The doctors. Oh, those doctors. I went to one while he was examining me. He grabbed me by the wallet and he said, cough. Wonderful doctor. Gave a man 6 months to live, couldn't pay his bill, gave him another 6 months. Doctor called a lady, Mrs. Cohn, your check came back. She says, yes, so did my arthritis. A little man walks in the doctor, says, doctor, I've been ringing in my ear. What'll I do? He said, don't answer. Another man walked in the doctor. He said, you're going to live to be 60. He said, I am 60. What'd I tell you? Man goes to the doctor. He says, doctor, I'm having trouble at home with my love life. What'll I do? He said, take off 20 pounds. Run 10 miles a day. Man calls him 2 weeks later. Doc, took off the 20 pounds. I've been running 10 miles a day. Well, how's your love life? I don't know. I'm 140 miles away. I went to the doctor. I said, Doc, it hurts when I do that. He says, don't do that. He says, get undressed. I'll examine you. I'm standing there naked. He says, go over the window. Stick your tongue out the window. I said, for what? He said, I'm mad at my neighbor. The doctor puts a stethoscope to my heart. I said, Doc, how do I stand? He said, that's what puzzles me. I said, Doc, my foot hurts. What'll I do for it? He said, limp. He says to me, you're pregnant. I says, how does a man get pregnant? The usual way, a little wine, a little dinner. Man goes to a psychiatrist and nobody talks to him. He says, next. What a crowd tonight. Another fellow goes to a psychiatrist. He says, you're crazy. He says, I want a second opinion. You're ugly, too.
I'll tell you, last week was a rough week. My psychiatrist told me I'm going crazy. I said to him, if you don't mind, I'd like a second opinion. He said, all right, you're ugly, too. He told me to lay on the couch face down. Dear kid, I know I'm ugly. I stuck my head out the window, got arrested for mooning. I was an ugly kid, too. I worked in a pet store. People kept asking how big I'd get. I want you to try to make me a poster boy for birth control. What a childhood I had. My old man, he didn't like my looks either. He carried around a picture of the kid who came with the wallet. You're all right. You're a nice group out there. I'll tell you that. You're okay there, folks. You're all right. I'll tell you that. You're all right. Thank you very much. You're okay. Now, I got enough problems. My car broke down. You know. I got a car. I got nothing but trouble. And every Sunday, I take my family out for a push. I'll tell you, with my car, when I'm on a road, just once, like to see someone pass me without pointing to one of my tires. And I went out last week, I bought the perfect second car, a tow truck. And I always get lost, too. When I get lost, I'm lost. Other people get lost, I get directions. Go straight ahead, follow your nose, just follow your nose. No one ever tells me to follow my nose. I always hear things like, you're way off. What can I tell you? Last time my wife drove the car, she cracked it up too, went into a tree. Told me it wasn't her fault, she blew the horn. Well, the first time she drove the car, she hit a deer. It was in a zoo. Well, my wife isn't too smart, you know. One night she went out, some guy stole the car. I said to her, you see what he looked like? She told me she got the license plate number.
Say, my wife is learning how to drive. When the road times when she does, it's a coincidence. So I came home last night by accident. There's the car in the dining room. I said to my wife, how did you get the car in here? She said, it was easy. I made a left turn when I came out of the kitchen. Say, my wife put her hand out the window while she was driving. She signaled right, then left, then she erased it. I said, what kind of a signal is that? She said, I want to go right, and I want to go left, and I changed my mind. I rubbed it out.
Last night I was in a bar and I walked up to this beautiful woman and I said, do you live around here often? She said, you're wearing two different color socks. I said, yes, but to me they're the same because I go by thickness.
Can we get your boot black crazy? Next time you're going for a shine, wear one black shoe and one brown one.
I was arrested today for scalping low numbers at the deli. Sold a number 3 for $28. I was once walking through the forest alone and a tree fell right in front of me and I didn't hear it. I used to be a narrator for bad mimes. I live in a house that's on the median strip of a highway. Very nice grassy area, I like it. The only thing I don't like about it is when I leave my driveway, I have to be going 60 miles an hour. I have a microwave fireplace. I can lay down in front of the fire for the evening in 8 minutes. But you can't have everything. Where would you put it? If sometimes you can't hear me, it's because sometimes I'm in parentheses. Are there any questions? feeling kind of hyper. About 4 years ago, I was... No, it was yesterday. I went to the hardware store. I bought some used paint. It was in the shape of a house. I also bought some batteries, but they weren't included. Buy him again. I had trouble going home from there because I had parked my car in a tow-away zone. When I came back, the entire area was gone. One time the police stopped me for speeding and they said, "Don't you know the speed limit is 55 miles an hour?" I said, "Yeah, I know, but I wasn't going to be out that long."
Now, in the next scene, I was sitting in a bar, and the fellow next to me fell off the seat three times. I picked him up, put him back. I said, "I'll do a little good deed. I'll get this fellow home." "Bartender, where does this man live?" "Eight blocks from here." So I grab the guy under my arm. I bring him out. I get in the taxi. He falls down. I get him home. I knock on the door. "Mrs. Leopoldi, I brought your husband home." She says, "Where's his wheelchair?" I love this crowd.
Listen, I live in a nice adjusted town. You know, really, we're nice. I had a wooden frame house with a screen door in back of the kitchen. My brother and sister were Marianne and Biff. And Dad worked for the bank for 30 years. Vice president, very adjusted man, Dad. Churchgoer, never smokes, drinks, or gambles. Then you read about these guys. What, did they pick up an axe and wipe out the whole family, you know? Well, the next day, the cops come around. "What happened here? What kind of man was he?" "He was a quiet man. A very quiet man."
I got a wonderful family. I got a grandson, 21. Give me 22 if I let him. He complains about headaches. I've told him 1,000 times. When you get out of bed, it's feet first. I have five brothers-in-law. One brother-in-law genius. When we had the garbage strike in New York, you know, I got rid of his garbage. He gift-wrapped it, left it in the car. They stole it. Second brother-in-law, an idiot. We had a blackout in New York. He was stuck in an escalator for 4 hours. I said, "Why didn't you walk down?" He said, "I was on my way up." I have a brother, Lester. I wish he would learn a trade so I know what kind of work he's out of. Last year, he was a lifeguard in a car wash. I gave him a little money to go on business. Guess what he did? Opened up a tall man shop in Tokyo. He brought back 1,000 Japanese cameras. They all go crick. Third brother-in-law tells people he's a diamond cutter. Mows the lawn at Yankee Stadium. No more fourth brother-in-law. He was a karate expert. Joined the army. First time he saluted, he killed himself. Fifth brother-in-law made a fortune, bought 1,000 garbage trucks. He sent them to the Polish people as condominiums with escalators.
I tell you, I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape. I don't get a break with nothing. I played hide and seek when I was 3.
No respect, no respect.
Why they wouldn't even look for me?
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, I never had fun.
No respect, no respect.
They took me to a dog show and I won.
No respect, no respect.
when I was born, I brought no joy.
No respect, no respect.
My old man said he wanted a boy.
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, always alone.
No respect, no respect.
Halloween, I had a trick-or-treat over the phone.
No respect, no respect.
Friends don't call, my phone don't ring. I don't get a break with anything.
What's the matter, Rodney?
Death, where is my sting?
It's just Rappin' Rodney. Ain't rapture tight, no, no. Rappin' Rodney, get out of sight. It's just Rappin' Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old Rappin' Rodney. Can't get a break.
I'm getting old, it's hard to face.
No respect, no respect.
But during sex, I lose my place.
No respect, no respect.
Steak and sex, my favorite pair.
No respect, no respect.
I have them both the same way, very rare.
No respect, no respect.
I know I'm old, I could go any minute.
No respect, no respect.
I got a kidney-shaped pool with a stone in it.
No respect, no respect.
Dr. Vinny Boombots, that's another one.
No respect, no respect.
I said I want to stop aging, he gave me a gun.
No respect, no respect.
I told him I got water on the knee. He gave me a sponge and raised his fee.
What's the matter, Rodney?
It ain't easy being me.
It's just Rappin' Rodney. Ain't rapture tight, no, no. Rappin' Rodney, get out of sight. It's just Rappin' Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old Rappin' Rodney. Can't get a break.
Nothing goes right, I just can't fight it.
No respect, no respect.
But Eastern Airlines thanked me for flying United.
No respect, no respect.
I got some money, what did I do?
No respect, no respect.
I bought some quicksand, the deal fell through.
No respect, no respect.
My car broke down, I called AAA.
No respect, no respect.
They left the car and towed me away.
No respect, no respect.
I can't take it no more, I'm getting too old.
No respect, no respect.
I called suicide prevention, they put me on hold.
No respect, no respect.
Winter, summer, spring and fall, I'm always up against a wall.
What's the matter, Rodney?
I don't get no respect at all.
It's just Rappin' Rodney. Ain't rapture tight, no, no. Rappin' Rodney, get out of sight. It's just Rappin' Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old Rappin' Rodney. Can't get a break.
It's getting worse, it's caving in. The heaviness, I can't take it no more. It's all over. Hey, where are my kids? Somebody help me. Hey, bartender. Hey, who's that guy with my daughter? Where's my wallet? How do I get out of here? Stop that dancing.
And there you have it, our salute to one-liners with Rodney Dangerfield and Henny Youngman and little bits from Stephen Wright and Bobcat Goldthwait. And there are others. You know, it's not a dying art. There are others that are out there doing one-liners. My favorite is Rodney, though. I got to admit, there's just something about him. He's just fundamentally funny. He's just wonderful. Some interesting things in the what they're calling the third season of television shows that you might want to look out for. I personally think that Married with Children is very, very funny. It's on Sundays. It's sort of like At Home with the Slobs. They're definitely not the Cosbys, as they're saying in the ads. What else is there I can recommend? There's a show called Sweet Surrender that I think had a real promising first episode. Second episode was not so hot, but anyway, you might want to check that out. What else? I think there's one other that I wanted to mention. Anyway, I'll mention it to you next week. And speaking of next week, as he dashes for the program guide, because he forgot what he was going to do. Next week, we're going to be doing a salute to the one-liner. That's this week. Next week, Mother's Day special. That's right. So until then, this is your host, Bob Claster, thanking you for listening and reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye. And happy birthday, Kathy.